Well, Brad, as we take a look at what's happening in the markets, combines, I think, were running day and night over the last couple of days, and that's kind of been reflected on the prices. Is talking some decent weather to hopefully wrap up this year's harvest.
We had a little, I think that's an important question. You had a little, well, some people more than a little. I mean, there was a place in the eastern Corn Belt that caught, what, 3, 4, 5 inches of rain a week ago or so. But now this weather has broke from west to east to what has been a really, really nice harvest period. And it looks like potentially another week or so of it as far as you can see the forecast. So I think that contributed this milder weather and harvest pressure to the markets. The international weather might have had a little bit of flavor to it as well.
Well, as we look at what's happening, you know, talk about that international weather. We've been following and talking about lack of rain in so many parts of Brazil, but it sounds like some folks are starting to get some precipitation.
Yeah, I don't suppose many of our listeners, or your listeners rather, trade coffee futures. I'm one of those guys that kind of trades them all, I guess, to a certain extent. And anyway, I've been watching the coffee market because it's had spiraling straight up. Apparently, northern South America is kind of an important coffee growing area. And anyway, it's $12 lower today. $12. That's like COGS being down $12. So, you know, you can see that. I guess what I'm trying to say, long way about it, is that the area that was probably the most critically dry is getting rain and forecasted for more. Now, of course, this whole South American crop is in its infancy. They're just planted or just getting planted, so it probably was a little bit a stretch anyway to get too worried, but that's the way the markets are. But it looks like that's taking some of that fear out of the market, certainly part of the reason the beans are lower particularly.